Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Yorkshire Affair is a contemporary feel-good romance by Julie Houston. Set in the author's familiar Yorkshire village world and presented as the third book in the Beddingfield series, the novel follows Jess Allen, a woman who has spent much of her life playing it safe, as she faces a period of uncertainty and opportunity. At the center of the story is her growing chance to pursue cooking more seriously, including involvement with the new village restaurant known as the White House. Like much of Houston's fiction, the book blends romance, family life, and local community dynamics with humor and emotional warmth. It is designed for readers who enjoy uplifting women's fiction with strong regional identity, lively dialogue, and a reassuring sense of closure. The novel's purpose is not just to entertain, but to explore how ordinary people respond when life interrupts their routines and asks them to choose between security and personal fulfillment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Jess Allen's move from caution to personal risk. The central character arc in A Yorkshire Affair is built around Jess Allen, who is described as someone who has always played it safe. That detail matters because the novel is less about dramatic external events than about the emotional consequences of hesitation and the pressure to change. Jess is not a conventional romance heroine defined by glamorous reinvention. Instead, she represents a realistic adult dilemma, where comfort, duty, and fear of disruption can keep a person from pursuing a deeper calling. The novel uses her situation to examine how change often begins with uncertainty rather than confidence. Her choices are important because they connect practical concerns, such as work and family responsibilities, with the more private question of whether she is willing to trust herself. This gives the story its emotional engine, the romance matters, but so does the decision to step beyond a life organized around caution. Secondly, cooking in the White House as a path towards self-definition. Jess's interest in cooking and her involvement with the stylish new village restaurant, the White House, provide more than a background detail. They function as the book's clearest symbol of vocation, possibility, and self-definition. In feel-good fiction, work often reflects identity, and here, the restaurant plot allows the novel to explore what it means to take a talent seriously rather than treating it as a side interest. The White House also introduces a setting that naturally creates tension, because a new business in a village environment carries social expectations, practical pressure, and the possibility of failure. Jess's role there gives the story a concrete way to dramatize her internal shift from passive acceptance to active participation. This is especially effective because it links personal growth to a real-world setting rather than abstract inspiration. The cooking theme also broadens the novel beyond romance, showing that fulfillment can involve purpose, skill, and public contribution as well as emotional connection. Thirdly, family and community shape the stakes of every decision. One of the defining features of the Beddingfield series is its focus on family and village life. And A Yorkshire Affair continues that pattern through the Allen family and the wider community. This matters because the novel does not treat Jess as an isolated individual making choices in a vacuum. Her decisions are entangled with relatives, neighbors, and the expectations of a closely connected Yorkshire setting. That structure gives the story both warmth and pressure. Support is available, but so is scrutiny. The communal environment helps explain why small changes feel significant, since a decision about work, love, or confidence can ripple outward in a village where everyone knows one another. The family element also reinforces the emotional realism of the book. Instead of relying solely on romantic chemistry, Houston includes the ordinary but meaningful negotiations that come with living within a family system. The result is a story in which belonging is both a comfort and a challenge, shaping how the heroine understands her own future. Fourthly, humor and emotional warmth balance the novel's deeper themes. The search results consistently describe the book as warm, humorous, witty, and heartfelt, which indicates that tone is one of its main strengths. This tonal balance is important because it allows the novel to address change and vulnerability without becoming heavy or melodramatic. Humor in this kind of fiction is not decorative. It performs structural work by making difficult transitions feel survivable and socially shared. Witty banter and light comic moments help establish rapport between characters, while the emotional warmth keeps the story grounded in kindness rather than cynicism. That combination is especially effective in romance, where the reader expects both pleasure and reassurance. But it also serves the broader women's fiction framework. By making the characters feel approachable and lived in, the novel appears to use this balance to keep the plot moving smoothly, offering enough conflict to sustain interest while ensuring that the overall reading experience remains comforting. This makes the book suitable for readers who want substance without bleakness. Lastly, a strongly regional Yorkshire identity gives the romance its distinct voice. Yorkshire is not merely a backdrop in A Yorkshire Affair. It is part of the book's identity. The setting contributes local texture, social atmosphere, and a recognizable sense of place that differentiates Julie Houston's fiction from more generic contemporary romance. Descriptions of Northern charm, Yorkshire spirit, and characters rooted in their environment suggest that the novel draws much of its appeal from regional authenticity. This matters because setting in feel-good fiction can do more than locate the action. It can establish values such as resilience, directness, practicality, and community loyalty. The Yorkshire environment therefore supports the novel's emotional logic. It makes the story feel grounded, and it helps explain why a village romance can sustain attention across multiple books in a series. For readers, this regional specificity offers both familiarity and distinctiveness, familiarity in the comforting rhythms of small-town fiction, and distinctiveness in the local voice, humor, and cultural texture that Houston consistently brings to her work. In conclusion, A Yorkshire Affair is best suited to readers who enjoy contemporary romance and women's fiction with a strong sense of place, a warm family-centered atmosphere, and a steady emphasis on emotional growth. Fans of small-town stories, village communities, and heroines who arrive at change through ordinary life pressures rather than dramatic reinvention will find it especially relevant. The book also suits readers looking for an uplifting escape, since its tone is light enough to be comforting, but layered enough to feel earned. What helps it stand out in a crowded genre is the combination of regional specificity and grounded character development. Julie Houston does not rely only on romantic tension. She builds the story around work, family, local identity, and the practical challenge of finally taking oneself seriously. That gives the novel a more rooted feel than many standard feel-good romances. For readers who value warmth, wit, and a satisfying emotional arc, it offers both entertainment and a subtle reminder that change often begins with one modest act of courage. If you would like to support Julie Houston, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.